What a good song. Today's episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Rigatoni.
Yeah. Welcome, one and all.
I've been eating a lot of pasta. Chickpea pasta. I got a bunch of it. It's cheap. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've had
that. It's all protein. Tastes good.
Protein plus. Barilla.
That's right.
From Barilla.
Yeah, I make a little sauce. I pour it on it.
Make a little fucking sauce.
It's not a gravy. It's a sauce, you know?
Make a fucking meatball.
I won't.
Make a fucking hot dog meatball.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Make a meatball out of hot dogs.
I'm keeping quiet here.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Meatball Boy.
Meatball Boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meatball.
Yeah, I think the world's finally ready for Meatball Boy.
That's right.
After all these years of training.
I can't believe it hasn't been done yet.
Meatball. It's a good word.
Meatball.
I like the way it feels.
Yeah, you gotta like your mouth's full of puke, exploding.
Meatball.
Yeah, fill them full of air.
Meatball.
This is just good. This is good radio here.
Welcome to the show, one and all, and ladies and gentlemen. We've got a good one for you today. It's going to be an all-timer.
You think?
I know so.
Don't put pressure on it.
It's not just on you.
I'm
very confident in what I have as well for show meat.
Okay.
I brought the best.
It's funny you should say meat.
Prize meat. What?
Meatball.
Meatball.
All right, we got to stop.
Here it comes.
People don't want to hear us say meatball a million times.
You know what they do want to hear?
A couple people do.
You know what they do want to hear, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
All these segments that we are going to do, like our main event tonight is going to be a little tumbleweed earth action.
All right.
If you've been waiting with bated breath for the synopsis of the future award winning film, Tumbleweed Earth, that we're making, it's already been funded and we filmed it. It's coming to Netflix one of these days. Exclusive.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that later. It involves a big tumbleweed.
It stars Nick Offerman.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He plays like a Teddy Roosevelt type.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll get there.
You know what I mean?
We'll get there. That's a good, keep that in mind. Yeah.
Tell him what I'm doing.
I could hear, he's doing finger guns, but I can hear him saying, yep.
But I'm doing it with both hands, you know?
I know.
One at a time.
You're like, what's his name there?
That's me spinning Smith, my guns.
Smith, Wesson, Buck. We've also got, I believe you've got Poem.
Yeah, I do.
Everybody loves a good poem from Justy Boy. My mouth is dry.
Yeah.
Wow. And I blame that all on Big Poppy. Hey, Big Poppy. Big Poppy makes cannabis products now.
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
He does. Big Poppy. David Ortiz. Big fucking
Poppy. I think it's
Poppy.
A sin.
Big fucking Poppy, dude. And have you seen this Poppy? Huge.
Big
as they get. You know what else I got?
What else?
Have you read these documents?
All right.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right, Chris.
Chris.
Come on, Chris. I think I can get it down. I got to get real. When I do, I got to get real close to the microphone.
Yeah.
So I'll hear it right in my ears, you know?
Come on.
Come on now, Chris.
You got to hear the lip. You're going to be hearing from Jesse Ventura later too. So, but you want to start with the poem or you want
to? Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. A new poem.
Are you ready? Do you need any sounds, music?
How about like a little sizzling, like a pot, you know, like a little sauce. Oh, a
sizzle sound. Okay.
Yeah. Like a light boil. You know what I mean? I like those boils on Lemmy's face. A light boil.
No sizzling meat.
Oh, yeah. Not meat. No, not that. Like a...
That's a greasy meat fire.
No, I don't want meat. It's not meat. Well, it is meat, but it's not meat.
It's a meatball.
How do you know? Where would you think? Why would you think something like that?
Is that sizzling meatball?
I'm not talking about a meatball. We're not cooking the meatball. The meatball's sitting in a pot of sauce.
Oh, okay.
So I need the sauce.
The sound of sauce.
The sound of sauce.
Let's see what sauce.
Sauce sounds.
Sauce sound loop.
I bet there's one. I bet there's sauce simmering for 7 hours straight. See? Alliteration. That's what gets the clicks. Is that a sauce?
Maybe. It's whatever you want it to be.
What is it? Is that a goddamn... That fucking meat cooking again? Yeah. Yeah. Shut it off!
Sorry.
Give me the sauce.
Okay.
You give me what I need. That sounds like a goddamn steak to me.
Mm. How about this? Mm. Moaning woman sounds for 10 hours.
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Does this work? Or
yeah, that's good.
Oh, let's see where it climaxes here.
Mm.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Mm.
Okay. What do you want?
So I give me the sauce.
Sauce sound.
Sauce simmering.
Sauce no ketchup sound effect. No sauce no ketchup sound effect.
Sauce no ketchup.
That's not it.
That's going to distract from my poem. But I do like it. I like the idea. It's got to be perfect, all right?
Hot tub?
Yeah. Or just like simmering, you know? It's fine. Just general simmering. But it's got to be liquid. That'll do, yeah.
That's not too wet.
No, it's too much. The jets are on. It's the bubbles.
Hot bubbles. Meatball! I hear me a little meatball in there.
All right.
All right?
You can just pull the steak, but no. All right. Can you turn it down in the mix a little bit? A little lower in the mix, please.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to learn something today?
Me?
Yeah. This one's it's
Now I just feel like we're sitting in the tub.
Yeah.
Smoking cigars.
Yeah. Is that cool with you?
Is that the kind of...
I feel like we're sitting in... We're just a couple of meatballs sitting inside a fucking...
A big... Like just a big vat pot of marinara.
Yeah. Just at a light boil, you know?
Yeah. I'm a meatball and I'm at a light boil.
Yeah.
I'm full of sauce. I'm ready.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Give me the sauce.
This is my new poem. It's called What It Means to Be a Meatball.
Okay.
In the kitchen, inside a pot of gravy, I lay. Just another meaningless meatball in complete disarray.
Okay.
I think about life with a heavy heart as I wait to fulfill my culinary part. Am I just a ball of meat destined to be a delicious treat? Is there more to me? Do I have a soul? Or am I destined to die on a fat male's roll?
Okay, yeah.
I float in the sauce and attempt to meditate, but I cannot help but fixate on the thought of being ate.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be dissected while I lie helpless on a plate. Either way, my future's not looking too great. Floating and rolling, I catch a glimpse of my reflection. Staring back at me, a meatball with no goals or direction. suddenly, clarity, a complete mental overhaul. Maybe I should be grateful for ever being a meatball at all.
Yes.
There are worse ways to go than face down on a dish. You can be murdered in a well or even get squished. As I roll my last rolls in a boiling red sea, I accept it's time to pay the piper and face my destiny. What does it mean to be a meatball, my friend? A scrumptious delight until the bitter end. Nobody in life gets exactly what they thought they were going to get.
Wow.
But you can't change the past and you can't live with regrets.
Yeah.
If you work hard and you're kind, amazing things will hit.
Yeah.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to become some Italian guy's shit.
Meatball!
Meatball! That's what it means to be a meatball. What do you think of that one?
That was good. This feels like a hot tub, so I'm going to get out.
All right.
But another banger.
You think?
Yeah.
I worked hard on it. I was up till two in the morning writing that last night. I was laughing. I got those words down. You know, I'm going to write children's books. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Meatball. I had a fuck in there too, and I took it out. I chose to take it out.
A fuck?
A fuck.
A fuck?
Yeah, I'm going clean with my poetry now.
Just like Will Smith.
Except I said shit.
Well, that's okay. They'll still put you on Kids Bop.
Yeah.
So.
You know. Cosby said shit. So. Yeah, he was clean.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what it means to be a meatball.
That's how you be your own meatball.
I was a meatball. I was a frog man. I was a meatball man. And I was a Navy SEAL and a fighter.
I tell it like it is. Like it is.
The people like me because I'm honest.
Honest.
I'm honest.
Honest.
Honest. Well, Jesse the Body Ventura,
mm-hmm.
professional wrestler turned mayor turned governor.
I served my country as a governor and as a frogman. What did you ever do? Look, if I couldn't make the shot, there's no way Oswald could have done it.
Yeah, so basically that's him. He's now a conspiracy theorist, and not the bad kind, the kind of harmless kind mostly. And you know, I agree with them a lot of the time. I agree with them.
Yeah.
I agree with them, even though it's a little bit whacked out.
Yeah, his delivery it's great. It's perfect.
Yeah, no, he
got a vote. He got a single vote in New Hampshire in that primary.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know who it was, because I didn't do it. You didn't do it.
No.
I didn't go. I didn't go at all. I'll be honest with you. I didn't.
It was a joke this time. It really was. It really meant nothing.
Yeah?
Yeah. 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 Like, it legitimately meant nothing.
Yeah. You should. Did you vote for DNC?
Was like, no.
You wouldn't have voted for Nikki Haley?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I did that. No, like, they wouldn't let me. Because I'm registered as a communist.
Oh.
I'm registered as a lib.
I want to unregister. I'm just not going to. I don't want to do jury duty again. I don't want to take that risk.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I did it once.
Was it sick?
No.
What was it? What was the case?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. I'm the worst person to be on that jury.
You probably could have told him that and got out of it.
I told the judge, like, I don't care. I just don't. I can't care. And I know I'm supposed to, but I just can't.
Yeah. No.
I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to want to be there. I'm going to be thinking about fucking bubble yum the entire time, the grape flavor. About thinking, where does that come? Where does it come from? Where do they get that? That powder.
The bubble powder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they make the gum purple? You know what I mean? Frogs. How do they do it?
It's an amino acid secreted by frogs.
So anyway, that's what I would have been thinking about during jury duty.
So anyway.
I claimed financial hardship and they said, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I was a frogman.
I was delivering pizzas at the time for Weeksies.
Have you read these documents?
Have you read this receipt?
Well, anyway, basically what I'm getting at here, Jesse the Body Ventura has a lot to say, but it's even better when it's out of context.
Yeah.
So I removed the context from interviews and I got a new one. I took out all the context and just left the parts that really, really mattered. And then stuck all those clips together with no distinction or context. So here's what we got. This is there was an interview. Oh, and the funny thing is, this is not the same interview where he talked about the gray whales and electricity.
Yeah. That was the Stone Cold podcast.
That's right. Yeah. But he says the same shit.
Yeah. He always does.
I was going through it and it was like an hour long interview.
Yeah. Is this new? It's a new one?
When was it? Let me check.
I listened to one in the car the other day. It was him arguing with some newscaster about the Kennedy assassination.
Oh.
And he said that too. If I couldn't make the shot, there's no way Oswald could have done it.
So this Ventura interview.
Huh?
I shook Fidel Castro's hand. I looked him in the eye, man to man. I said, Cuba's nice.
Fidel came over to my... Fidel walked over to my table and extended his hand in friendship, and I accepted it.
On behalf of the United States of America.
And I'm proud to have been a friend of Fidel Castro, even when it was unpopular to be. He was a good man.
He did another interview I saw recently that was like, that legitimately like hit hard. Because it was about how, like, just how much he loves his wife and how, because he was like campaigning for.
Oh, it's for marijuana.
Marijuana, yeah.
If he puts out a fucking weed strain.
Oh my God, I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
Exclusively.
Yeah. It'd be called These Documents. Have you read these documents?
This one's called The Declaration of Independence. Burn it down. Let's start fresh. That document was written over 200 years ago.
There's a title of one of his things here is called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. And that's the name of his book, actually.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
But yeah, he's like, cannabis saved my wife's life and therefore saved my life. And she hasn't had a seizure since. Not one. Yeah. Now, she took the prescription medication and had seizures.
And we worked out every day and I had her hanging upside down like a bat. Yeah. Get the oxygen back to her brain so she could recover more better.
And with cannabis, she's been seizure free for 3 years. No, the one that I chopped and screwed a little bit. I didn't screw. I just chopped. It's from 5 months ago.
Okay.
And it's with Graham Bensinger or Bensinger. I'm not sure. I guess he's a sports journalist of some kind.
Okay.
But of course, like almost none of this is about sports. Okay. Let's hear it.
When they ask you what you're qualified to do as a Navy SEAL or frogman, I'm qualified for diving, demolition, and parachuting. Hand me my unemployment check. You run to run. You run to chow. You run everywhere you go. And I ended up at the end of the day with about four big flapping blisters on my hands because they weren't toughened. I'd just come from A school. And he looked at all of us and says, okay, which one of you pukes as flappers? And he grabbed every flapper and ripped them off. So I had to stand in front of the class and rip off my own flappers. And then he looked at me and says, now get back in line, you big dummy. And then along came this young guy called the Louisville Lip. I remember when he was going to fight List and nobody picked Cassius to win except me. It was one of the best days of my life.
What did you guys do during that day?
Hung out. I was governor. Harvey walked in with a big box and he set it down on my governor-elect desk. They would have given him a pat job. Pow! Mohammed's down on his back. Gorgeous George or one of them guys was at it. No third party's been allowed to debate since I won. They asked me about the IRRB. Well, nobody down here in the city is going to know what the hell the IRRB is. I didn't know what. I says, I don't even know what it is. Did you know I never used a prepared speech my entire run for governor? That's how come if I run for president, if they let me in the debates, I'd win that too. Bold talk, isn't it? If they got the frickin' guts to let me in a debate, I'll come in and destroy their two candidates and steal the election in November.
Can you pause just it? Like, yeah. I want that so badly.
For him to destroy the candidates and take over the...
I just want him to run as a third party, and I want him to find a way to get into the debates.
Oh, okay.
Because Jesse Ventura steamrolling Donald Trump would be the funniest thing.
So funny. And they would never like be able to play him off, or like they'd have to like mute his mic.
Yeah.
Cause he just would talk right over him over the time limit and shit.
Yeah. He wins by being louder.
But I'm honest.
Right. In Minnesota.
Would you like to be president?
No. The only freedom is them. I don't distinguish between the two parties because there is no difference.
After you were
elected. They're both owned by the same corporate ownership. I wish they'd require anyone running for president to wear a NASCAR suit with patches dictating who owns them. If Jesse Ventura runs for president, there won't be a patch on the suit. It'll be clear white. I imagine some of my opponents wouldn't have enough suit to put the patches on. They may have to have a subordinate wear one too, so they could get all the patches on.
Keeps going.
There's no strings over Jesse Ventura. No puppet master on me. That's not true. During the campaign, she contacted Mono and didn't know it.
Contacted.
And it evolved into chronic fatigue syndrome, which is real. I couldn't even get these cowards to vote it on the floor.
How were you able to convince the Bush administration to let Minnesota trade with Cuba?
I don't know. I think I'm the only elected official who can say, while elected, met with Fidel Castro. Oh boy, is America great. We give you two, one more than Fidel. You know, you might as well give it, because our two are the same, so you might as well just get Fidel. You know, same thing. Home of the brave, land of the free, right? Okay, I'll tell you a quick story that I've never told, I don't think, publicly. He looked around, he whispered, Cuba. I said, okay. He said it was an inside job. He said Oswald couldn't make the shots. You know that as well as I do. Oswald couldn't make the shots, and it was an inside job. I think a coup d'etat took place.
He loves coup d'etat.
Had John Kennedy lived, there would have been no Vietnam War. Imagine that. Well, I've read every book on it. The Warren Commission's a farce. That's been proven. Kennedy was killed. They were doing it through Pope John. He died of cancer. And Khrushchev was a coup d'etat happened in Russia. My country does a lot of things that if people paid attention to, they wouldn't find it so wonderful. Now, do you see why mainstream media don't like Jesse Ventura?
Chris Kyle, deadliest sniper in American history, author of American Sniper, the best-selling book,
is he the deadliest sniper in American history?
Okay, well, that's how he's regarded.
No, that's what he alleges. Well, I was in Mexico off the grid, so I couldn't react to it. I heard about it from an email from my son. He didn't have the honor. He didn't have this hero from the war, didn't have the courage to tell the truth. And he's not a hero. You know why? He's a backstabbing liar. He hoard the trident for money
the trident.
And fame. He took an old-timer like me and threw me under the bus so he could get money. And the point is, he's not a hero. You know why he's not a hero? Because heroes have to have honor. You have to have honor to be a hero. A liar has no honor. Follow me? It was like a jet or a rocket going into space. You have to have a booster. A booster that gets you to space, and then once you're in space, you can orbit. I was the booster rocket. See, I think this attack could well be bigger than Kyle. If I'm involved in a court case like this, I can't run for office, can I?
And it's...
It would be the equivalent of me throwing a WW2 frogman under the bus.
That's a good one.
Well, the SEALs like to pride themselves that they've never left a body behind. They have now me. I bear no grudge against Vince.
You used to, though, didn't you?
No. I don't take crap from no one. I'm an individual, and I didn't even take crap from him. Special Forces, 6'4", 250. I fit it perfect, and I had the background for it. And I chewed tobacco, which was in the script. They asked me, can you chew tobacco? and I pulled out my Copenhagen and Red Man. I said, I've been chewing for 20 years.
You're damn proud to be chewing.
Makes Cambodia look like Kansas. We were the real veterans of the platoon who had, he was Army, I was Navy. Arnold would look, Sven, we better get up earlier. Look at Jesse DeBody's in here. Who knows how long he's been in here? You had some great builds on the show. I mean, you got Mr. Olympia Schwarzenegger, the best built man in the world. Jesse DeBody Ventura. Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed.
Rest great build.
Sonny Landham, great build. You got all these bodies down
great
there.
Build.
Well, we don't look like we look by laying around. I don't do the internet. So guess who has to do the internet for me? I don't send emails. I've never owned a cell phone. And now it's my life's mission not to. I live off the grid. I live an hour from pavement and an hour from electricity. I have everything you have electric-wise because I'm completely solar. I live off the sun. Other than doing my off-the-grid show, which we do from various locations so that the drones won't find me and kill me. Because, you know, today if you speak ill about United States government and policy, we will kill you without a trial with a drone. We've done it before and certainly will do it again.
Holy shit.
Does that not concern you that our government kills people without a trial, its own citizens? But we're doing it, aren't we? Isn't that unconstitutional? I describe it as flushing out your brain. People often ask me, what can you do in Mexico that you can't do here?
Here it comes.
I'll tell you one thing I've done there that you can't do here. I've gone to a lagoon.
Yes.
With some Mexican guides. I've gone out in a lagoon and I physically touched gray whales in the wild and stuck my hands in their mouths from a boat.
From a boat.
Can't do that here. They love to have their gums scratched. I got into a water fight with them where they'd spray me with the blowhole and I'd throw water on them. And I've looked into their eyes.
The mental image I'm getting of this.
Intelligence.
What are you doing?
Clearly, they communicate. How would they know it's safe? How would they know in this one little lagoon in Mexico you can interact with these humans that they're forced to live with because they need our air? Remember, they're not fish. I have metal in my body, and when I go to an airport, I'm treated like a criminal. What jury is going to go against me? I've been a mayor, I've been a governor, I'm an honorably discharged Navy veteran. That's why they fear me.
Whoa.
Wow.
He turned into a Darth Vader at the end there a little bit. Turned into a Darth.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And that's just recent. And then come to think about whenever it was the last time when he was talking about the gray whales, it was at least a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
so
a while
he's still running those same stories.
If it comes up, it comes up, right?
Well, he makes it come up whenever he can.
Yeah, I live down in the Baja.
I really like the part where he said...
He's a backstabbing liar. He hoard the trident.
That was my favorite part. Don't whore the trident.
You never want to hoard the trident.
Whore.
No, hoard. Think about it.
He didn't. Then he would have said whore did.
Nope. Think about it.
Okay, so that's the document for the week. I hope you liked it. I hope you learned something, because I sure did.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, here's the thing, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to do a little tumbleweed earth action.
Yeah?
How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to pitch a movie.
So?
We're going to pitch a movie about tumbleweed earth, where the earth gets engulfed by a giant tumbleweed.
Yeah.
And it replaces the atmosphere with tumbleweed.
Yeah. It gets bigger than the whole earth. sucks up all of the ocean.
It sucks up the whole Earth, and then 100 years later into the future.
Yeah, the mutant children that are...
We're going to figure it out. I wrote down the ideas that I've had.
I'm thinking like the mutants, like kind of like the Batman, you know, in Batman.
Yeah.
Future
mutant.
Yeah. Bald head.
That's spiked, a good band name.
Spike chains.
Yeah. Yeah. Post-apocalyptic, like kind of.
No, it's a choice. It's a gang.
It's a gang. Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it is kind of apocalyptic, right? Don't you think?
No.
Because tumbleweed everywhere.
No, it's just a new norm, you know?
It blocks out the sun, which does fuck things up.
Right. But we adapt.
We adapt, yeah.
We adapt.
Life finds a way.
You think it'd be cold in there, or you think it'd be warm? Probably be warm after the oceans get drunk up.
Yeah. Don't drink the ocean dry, son. Yeah,
that's the thing. Water shortage.
Yes. even salt water gets all drunk up.
You could drink salt water.
Yeah, I know. You could. It's fine.
Why not?
It's good enough for Fizz.
What's the worst that could happen?
Here's some ideas that I got. Former bounty hunter, okay? Forced out of retirement when a mysterious figure emerges from the heart of the tumbleweed. This figure possesses knowledge that could change the course of humanity. The bounty hunter reluctantly takes on the task of tracking them down, facing personal demons and old demons, all while trying to decipher the secrets hidden within the rolling mass that swallowed the world.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. You like that?
I wasn't sure if it was you or an AI. I just wanted to make sure we get the proper credit.
Oh, no. That was all me, baby.
Yeah. That's good. That's nice.
We got a...
I hate it. Next idea.
Okay. Next idea. In a forgotten city.
Can't fucking stand it.
Buried beneath the tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
We've got a group of survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Mutant
children.
Yeah. They could be mutant children. They have sort of a like a Thunderdome kind of event.
Yeah.
That they do, but it's just a tumbleweed rodeo. And they do it periodically. It's almost like a Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Sort of event where all the cowboys have to compete and navigate through like tumbleweed mazes and, you know, navigating around traps.
Yeah.
Fending off mutated creatures. So mutants have got to be in there.
All right.
Totalitarian government.
So it's not really about the Earth being a tumbleweed. It's already happened.
Yeah, it's 100 years in the future.
Right. But we set every movie... Sets, you know, it's like the Twilight Zone entrance, you know what I mean? How he sets it up.
Right.
We could do an anthology series, you know? Stories from within the tumbleweed.
Yeah, Tumbleweed Earth.
Tumbleweed Earth.
It's an anthology series. All tumble. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I follow you.
Yeah, we should get someone on the line, draw this up.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll make a Tumbleweed Earth comic book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll do that instead. It'd probably be easier.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it maybe animated anyway. It's going to be real expensive.
We'll get the money.
All right.
Well, we also, there's this possibility. A cowboy, he finds a...
I like it.
He discovers an ancient musical instrument buried within the tumbleweed.
All right.
As he plays the haunting melodies, the tumbleweed seems to respond.
Ooh.
Revealing hidden pathways of and dormant technologies. The ancient musical instrument is a conduit for communicating with a race of extraterrestrial beings that reside within the tumbleweed.
Oh, all right.
So we got aliens and cowboys. Okay.
And we can fit mutants in there. We can fit
mutants too.
Mutant children mutant sidekicks. Kids.
Mutant kids, yeah.
Mutant children sidekicks.
They're feral. Feral children.
It's a choice. It's just their gang.
There's more about this alien species too.
All right.
As the cowboys play their new magic instrument that they found, the alien within the tumbleweed tell them that they plan on using the planet Earth as an intergalactic spaceship.
All right. Yeah.
They're basically going to make this tumbleweed Earth into a tumbleweed in the galactic proportion.
Bay.
You feel me?
Tumbleweed galaxy?
Yeah. So then, yeah, then we got conflict because then the Cowboys, they go have to decide if they're going to just let it happen and join forces with the aliens in the tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Or they're going to have to rise up, take them out.
Nope.
How about this
not
one?
That one.
How about this one? How about this one?
All right.
There's a legendary oasis.
All right.
At the Prime Meridian.
Oh! Yep.
Which itself turns out to be a sentient entity. It's a wise and ancient being that communicates with the Cowboys through cryptic visions. To reach the oasis, the Cowboys must decipher the strange dreams and riddles that it sends to them.
Yeah, all right.
So they've got dream visitors.
Yeah. And maybe one of them's got like a mutant child or something.
Yeah, there's a mutant child.
Sidekick.
They see a cryptic vision of a...
we need a sloth, you know?
Yeah, of a mutant child. No, but it's more than one. There's a whole, like, you know...
Yeah.
Gang of mutated
kids. It's the norm.
Kids.
Yeah, after the tumbleweed takeover and the sun was blocked out.
They got mutated.
They're just
spontaneously mutated.
It's evolution.
Too much sand.
It's evolution, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
They've evolved, that we've adapted to the tumbleweed. Because people have different qualities now that the tumbleweed took over, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We're 100 years in the future. People have started to
change quite a bit.
Change. Eight, and now that the
9 feet tall is how they're born.
Right? No, that's too tall.
6-7 feet.
No, that's too much of a budget. Same size.
Oh, you don't want to be an avatar?
Smaller.
Big.
Yeah.
I got one more. A historian's research unveils a secret society of time-traveling tumbleweed gardeners who accidentally unleashed the giant tumbleweed that took over the world while trying to cultivate a perfect garden across different eras. Now the Cowboys must navigate through time-traveling tumbleweed pockets and wormholes.
Nah, Prime Meridian.
Encountering eccentric visions of historical figures and dealing with the consequences of the gardener's whimsical experiments, such as Pangea.
Just when I thought I was out.
It's a new Pangea that's created. Because these gardeners were wrangling their tumbleweeds and them boys so hard that all the continents drifted back into a Pangea.
Yeah.
So those are the ideas. I was leaning toward the Prime Meridian.
Yeah, Prime Meridian, I believe is...
There's a legendary oasis at the Prime Meridian, which is a sentient entity that sends dreams to the Cowboys.
Yeah. I listened to Sebastian Bach on a podcast the other day, and I don't know why I like that guy, but I do.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I haven't even thought about that guy since, like, I don't know, 10 years ago at least.
Yeah, he's great. We got to get him back. We got to get him in this movie.
We're going to get Sebastian Bach?
Fuck yeah. He's got a new song out.
Is he going to do the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was partying. All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this sounds like Tumbleweed Earth.
Yeah. That's hard, man. All right. Yeah, man. That's my new song.
There he is. Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
Not the other one.
Right.
The other one.
The better one.
Okay. So what's the dream that they're going to have? That's going to send them on their way to... Well, let's come up with characters first.
Set the scene here. What do we got?
We got some characters.
Now, what's going on here?
There's a legend round about town.
Yeah.
That there's a beautiful oasis down at the Prime Meridian.
Yeah. What was formerly known as the Prime Meridian.
Right.
There's no more ocean.
Right.
Tumbleweed drank all up.
Yeah, that whole... That whole thing's gone. Yeah. The whole damn thing. Prime Meridian is no more.
Right.
But we still use it for maps.
Right. Well, it's a town, right? So one of them's a cowboy.
Right.
Right. And one
is
of
it
them
a Nick Offerman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking more. I mean, like a, it's like a Jeff Bridges kind of cowboy, but not Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. You are not LaBeef.
Yeah. Who'd be a good cowboy? It doesn't matter.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges is fine.
I mean, he did R.I.P.D., didn't he?
Yeah.
Was that him?
I don't know.
I think it was in that. So.
So, yeah. So.
Who's the main feller? Is it a feller?
Yeah. The cowboy.
He's our main player.
Yeah. He's the baddest man in town.
But he's got a drinking problem a little bit. He loves whiskey.
Yeah, he's a good man, but he's flawed.
He's a hard drinker, hard partier.
Yeah.
And he's also a heavy hitter.
He is a very heavy hitter. Yeah. He can pack a punch.
He can. He's a scrappy fuck.
That's right.
He'll rip out your dick.
So we find him inside the saloon.
Yep. Ripping off a dick.
yeah.
He's a dick ripper.
Smoking cigarettes. So wait, we gotta set
He'll
the
rip your dick off. He's not above it.
Right.
He's not
gonna put his cigarette
he's
down.
He's just gonna reach in there and fucking rip it off.
Yeah.
He'll rip your dick right off.
Yeah. he grabs it, like, even if it's jeans, he just grabs the fucking...
Oh, yeah. The denim comes with it.
Yeah.
He's so fucking aggressive about it.
Yeah.
There's friction burns.
Right.
It instantly cauterizes the wound.
Yeah.
So no more dick. Never again will you have a dick.
Oh, that's his thing. While he's giving his speech, you know, before he beats the guy's ass.
Can his name be Tango?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be offended if it wasn't. His whole thing is while he's giving his speech, he's like a pickpocket. He's pulling the zipper down and pulling the dick out for when the moment comes.
What's his speech? What speech is he giving?
He gives a speech before he kicks someone's ass.
Oh, you know, right.
Every
right.
time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, yeah.
He's like, and it always ends with,
are you sure you want to do this, son?
No, with him, it's, you sure you want to get your dick ripped off by Tango?
You sure you want to tango with Tango?
Takes two to tango.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been known to be a bit of a dick ripper. My day.
Yep. I ripped a couple of dicks in my time.
You rip one feller's dick off. Something they hold against you till the end of time. You know who it is? Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
I've been known to rip a cock off. He'll do it. He'll do it for cheap.
I've ripped the dick off. I don't know. I see him as more of like a...
He's in it.
Yeah, he's in it. I know he's in it. But I see him as like a saloon owner.
Yeah.
Like he'll whoop some ass, but he owns a saloon. And his name's... Rick.
Hank.
Yeah, he can play Hank.
Yeah. Jesse I brought Ventura my own tobacco to the set. Hank.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to get too far off of Ventura.
He'll rip your dick right off.
Yeah, he'll give you a Tango. Speech. Don't fall for the speech.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Your dick will be ripe for the picking.
He does it. Like, he does it.
Yeah.
He commits. He rips the dick off. However,
he
like
takes
however
him
much,
out like a pickpocket.
Yeah,
like a dick pocket.
Yeah, he's a dick pocket.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a private dick too.
Yeah, sure.
No, he's a cowboy.
Right, but okay. So, we're gonna explain like what the tumbleweed Earth kind of looks like, right?
I imagine it.
I'd assume it's dark all the time.
Yes, I imagine it is like dark Western.
Yeah.
Because I see dunes where there was streets.
But there's electricity?
There is electricity from the sun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that made that, yeah.
Outside of the tumbleweed.
Yeah, the people have found a way. They sent some people up there to...
Oh, no, they're burning coal.
Oh, they're burning coal?
Yeah, they're burning coal.
All right. Yeah, we're back to coal.
Yeah, and the tumbleweed just keeps all that good carbon monoxide in.
All right.
All that good smoke. It's always smoky outside.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Always smoky
and dusty.
And dusty. And
the ocean's dried up. It's just a great big dust bowl inside the tumbleweed earth, right?
Yep. It's a big old dust bowl, but a little bit more modern.
All right. We've adapted. You know, people have adapted.
Right. Right. And there's a Thunderdome.
You know what'd be another funny thing too is. One of the ways that people have adapted because there's so much sand blowing around all the time and dust, right?
Yep.
You go inside somebody's house, you think it's one level, and then it just goes down a bunch. It turns out the rest of the house is just covered in sand. It's like fucking big skyscraper houses.
Okay. I get it. Yeah.
You know, just buried underneath.
Didn't they do that in Inception or some shit?
No.
Or was it AI, no. Artificial intelligence?
Look, it's a bad
idea. Dude Ba?
Look, it's a bad idea.
Dude Ba?
I just thought about it.
Oh, we could get Dude Ba on this, though.
Yeah.
He's playing Gigolo Joe again. Dude Ba.
Okay.
He's back. It's a shared universe with AI, artificial intelligence by Steven Spielberg.
I haven't seen that. I saw it once.
Stanley Kubrick.
I was a young man.
Some of it holds up, but it's mostly not good.
Okay.
But I think they did a house thing in there. Skyscraper houses.
All right, well, fucking scrap it then. Fuck.
I'm just saying. I wasn't saying that that's... I
mean, scrap
we can,
it.
We can do it,
just
too.
Just scrap it.
We can do it.
Scrap it.
I'm not gonna.
Every house is not just on stilts.
Yeah.
But they're tiny.
Tiny stilts?
No, the house is the house is small. Oh,
okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, they're just one room cubes.
Right.
And they're burning coal.
Yeah, of course.
Burning coal all day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the factories are back.
It is also the times of the factories.
Right. Again.
Again. Yeah.
All comes back around.
Okay.
Factories, cowboys.
We got Tango.
Mutants, maybe.
Oh, we're going to get to the mutants.
Yeah, we got Tango. Yep.
We got Hank.
We got Hank, yep. Is Hank coming along for... Yeah, he's coming along for
Yeah,
the
he's
ride.
Coming. Yeah. Yeah, Tango and Hank. I'm going to take notes. Hold on.
Yeah, Tango and Hank. Me and my buddy Tango rummaging the tumbleweed, searching for
documents.
I couldn't get the last word out. I was going to say treasure. This is my friend and business partner, Tango.
Tango and Hank.
Tango and Hank.
That sounds good.
It's iconic.
Yeah. Who else is going to be on? We know we need a mutant.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a mutant child.
There's going to be a mutant child named Stitz.
Nope.
Slug.
Nope. Closer.
Worm?
No. So we need a backstory for the mutant child, and then we come up with a name.
He goes by Grits.
Grits are... No. We need a story for the mutant child.
He's Gravy Child.
It'll come to us.
He's Gravy Child.
It'll come to us. Why do you have to name him right now?
He's a gravy boy.
Why don't we figure out and flesh out...
He's giving gravy to me, and I need to...
Well, flesh out his character. Maybe you meet him, and he starts out as a gravy boy. That's what he's doing for work.
He's a gravy boy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shining shoes and bringing gravy. And
brewing gravy.
Everybody drinks gravy.
Yes, it's exactly.
It's on the tumbleweed earth.
Yeah. Yep, out of, like, canteens.
He's a gravy boy.
Yeah.
That's not his name, though.
But he's a gravy farmer.
Right, because there's no more farms because of the ocean.
Right, so they farm gravy.
They farm gravy. Yeah.
Okay, I like that. They farm gravy.
There's rivers of gravy.
Yeah.
Naturally occurring.
Yeah. But they're underground. They got to mine them.
Sure.
So they got to do a lot of fracking.
Yeah. It's sci-fi.
Yeah.
It's science fiction.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And maybe not the rivers of gravy. That's too much.
We got Meat Child.
Maybe not enough. Meat Child? That's the mean boy?
I don't know. Rip Child. Oh. What's the technology of the time? Was it steampunk? No, we're running coal. We're rolling coal.
Whatever his name is, Jesse Ventura's character calls him pungent. Because he smells pungent.
Sleet. I'm stuck on this.
Well, I wanted to flesh out what the character is.
Boris.
Why is he a mutant child? Why there's a
He was mutated.
So there's the children now this is the first generation that has no sun whatsoever.
Right, and there was some sort of irradiation.
Right. So there have been human, people have adapted to better survive, to survive the tumbleweed earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, our older characters, yeah, they have different set of skills, you know what I mean? Different set of mutated freak features.
Freak features, right.
But the children, first ones born with no son whatsoever.
Right, in 100 years, that makes sense.
Yeah.
From now on, they're going to look like these mutants.
Yeah.
Which are kind of lumpier.
Yeah. They look like
smaller.
They look like Quasimodos.
Yeah. No.
We need sloth. We need I a imagine sloth.
Like Smeagols.
Smeagols?
Yeah, like, you know, like a walks on all fours and shit.
Sure. Yeah,
Claws around.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, like they're humanoid. You know what
they they're look
lumpy.
They look kind of like that, crawl. But they act like Donnie from the Wild Thornberries. There's no words. They just go. We have Flea do the voice, you know?
Wow. Okay. So they're really fat. It's not, but this is a Western world.
Huh? You said they're fat?
Fast.
Oh, fast. Oh, yeah.
Things move a little slower around here.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, so, I guess they only do the Donnie thing when they're in Berserker mode.
Oh, I know what it is. I got it. I got what? It. They only say one thing.
What's that?
Yep. So that just like they'll be around and you'll hear them like from a distance, just like every once in a while. It's just, yep, from down the street. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Sure.
And sometimes they get real worked up and they're like,
yep! Yeah, I like it.
And sometimes they're just really like, yep.
But they understand what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're like Chewbacca's in that way.
You missed it.
What?
Understand.
Dang. So that's Creature. He doesn't have a name for now. What, right?
Thomas.
The Thomas.
The Thomas.
The Thomas. Yeah, the Thomas. And then we need another one.
Another character?
Yeah.
We need a gal in there, right?
Yeah. She's a rodeo clown.
No.
She could also be a cowboy.
She's a gravy girl. She brews the gravy.
What about this? Here's an idea. Goths. The Goths. They're still around. They're a group.
Okay.
Because the sun went away.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so
yeah.
So the Goths came out.
How about everyone's a goth except for the cowboys?
There's cowboys and goths and aliens, maybe.
No.
Nope. Cowboys and goths. Yeah. Yeah. Are they at odds or are they coexist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
they coexist, but they, you know, it's like Democrats and Republicans, you know what I mean? Just different set of
ideals.
Ideals. But they, you know, they can coexist.
With the goths.
For now.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, I like that. So we got a goth.
Yeah.
Her name's Larry.
She doesn't tell us her name. She's like Ally Sheedy.
Oh, okay. The goth with no name. That's perfect.
But she's going to reveal it later on.
Yeah.
Once we build trust.
The goth with no name. She wears a poncho, just like the man with no name,
So the mutant child's our baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, he's a mutant.
It's baby Yoda.
But he's cute. A cute mutant.
It's Grogu. Okay. It's fucking Grogu.
I love the goth with no name. I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
On Tumbleweed Earth.
I kind of like this as like an animated thing, though.
Yeah.
Because then we can make her like a fucking Tim Burton character, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It could be claymation.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sick.
We'll get Ryan Berry to do it.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, I do. He's my friend. He works on Shape Island. He does claymation. He just did a McDonald's commercial for Christmas. Very cool.
Okay, he'll do it.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
We'll sign him up.
On the house.
Yep. All right, so what are the characters going to get for their cryptic visions and their nighttime dreams that bring them all together to the same place to become a party? that then must adventure to find the oasis at the Prime Meridian.
Yeah, each night they share the same dream.
Right, right.
Yeah, each night it's coordinates. It's like each night is a different coordinate, and they write it down. You know, they have dream books.
Oh, it's
common
okay.
practice in this world. Dream books.
Dream books, right.
Dream book. If you don't have a dream, you find.
Wow. That really makes you think.
Really? No, let's not go there.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
Too yeah. abstract.
But yeah, they share a dream.
Yeah.
Each night they have the same dream.
Yeah. A shared dream. A
shared dream.
About.
And at the end of the dream, there's a number. There's
coordinates and number. A handprint.
Yeah.
There's always a handprint.
Yeah. It flashes.
And I dreamed of a handprint.
Flashes of geography when there was a sun.
Right. Oh my goodness, the oasis. It's just like the one hole in the tumbleweed.
Yeah.
That's just like shines down.
Yeah.
And then there's like a Christ figure.
Yeah.
Who emerges. Gotta fight him.
Doesn't emerge, just kind of appears in the background. Like you don't see, it's not clear.
He's the next Jesus Christ, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's going to say, I did this. This is my hole in the
maybe
tumbleweed.
Maybe. In the dream.
And we're going to have to whoop him in the ace.
Yeah, that's where we get to, right? That's where we're heading.
That's where we're going.
Right. That's the adventure.
Yeah, this is part one.
Yeah.
Of a series.
Well, obviously the coordinates lead to the Prime Meridian.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they travel. They travel by vine.
They swing like Tarzans.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. We got Tarzans too.
They
yeah.
are no. They're all Tarzans.
They're all Tarzans.
Yeah, that's part of the evolution.
That's another branch. Like some people yeah. evolved into Tarzan. So there's Tarzans, goths, and cowboys.
That's right.
And mutant children.
Yeah.
Wow, we got a nice world built here.
Yeah.
We could make an RPG.
We should.
Yeah.
I'd play it. We can make it on Unreal Engine.
I was gonna wonder. I was wondering last time how the fuck you even know what that is.
Huh?
How do you know about Unreal Engine 5 specifically?
So what's basically happening here is you're underestimating me.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I know about things, okay?
I know.
Look, I know.
I just didn't know you knew about that thing. And that just surprised me.
I know about it.
So
I have a customer who is making a game on Unreal Engine, and he just told me about it.
What kind of game is he making?
I can't remember the name of the game that he compared it to, but it's like one of those big open world map things. He was just doing it for fun, fucking around. It was cool though. He sent me some stuff. Look, it's wild.
Do you think he'll make the Tumbleweed Earth game?
And we'll see after his passion project's done, you know?
No, his passion project is the Tumbleweed Earth game.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's it not. Is.
No.
It came to him in a dream.
No. But yeah, we'll make it. We'll make it on Unreal Engine 5.
Yeah. 6. Let's do 6. Be the first ones to do 6.
Nope.
So, we got a pretty good story going.
Yeah.
So, this is sort of the quest.
Yeah.
So they meet up at the first coordinate and they go on a quest. They decide because they have another dream that says another set of coordinates. And one of them's like, that's the Prime Meridian.
Well, I mean, we got to get them there first. We got to get them together. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what do we do? I don't know. We got to, who, I mean, who would be the.
So the goth works at a graveyard digging graves.
And okay. So yeah, the
goth with no name.
So the goth is the Snoopy.
Yes. And
the
mutant, yes,
and the
yes,
mutant
yes.
child is the Woodstock.
Yes, yes.
And
perfect.
And they dig graves.
They dig graves.
That's what they do. And they love it.
Yes.
And they clean stones.
That's excellent. And then so Hank is the saloon owner.
Yeah, he's the bartender where
he's honest.
Yeah. Well, he's the bartender where fucking
Tango?
Tango lives. He lives there.
Tango lives above the bar?
Yeah, he's got a cot upstairs.
Yep, he that's owns all it. He needs.
He owns
that's
it.
That's all he needs. And if you step anywhere near his bedroom door, he'll rip your dick right off.
That's right. That's right. He didn't buy it.
He's going to rip your dick off.
He didn't purchase it. He acquired it.
Oh. Yeah.
He had a dick ripping contest.
he won his house in a dick ripping contest.
Now that's the real Hunger
that's
Game.
That's a story.
That's the
there.
Hunger Game right there.
The dick ripping contest could be a whole spinoff.
Right.
It's a whole, you know.
Oh, then we get the fucking dick rip gladiator.
The goth with no name and the dick rip gladiator.
Yeah.
Are very marketable.
Yeah.
And then Tango.
The dick ripping gladiator.
Tango is the dick ripping gladiator.
No, he's a cowboy.
And Hank.
This is another story that we got to get to the Prime Meridian.
Yeah, we got to get him to the Prime Meridian.
He's like Indiana Jones, Tango. Yeah, you know, he's our Indiana Jones.
That's right. That's right.
Except way better.
Mm-hmm. Because he'll rip your dick off.
Right.
He'll whip your dick off, too.
He ain't afraid of snake. He ain't afraid of snake.
No. He'll whip it right off.
His belt is a live rattlesnake.
And he'll whip you with it, and it will take your dick clean off.
Yeah.
Wow.
If it's animated, we can do that. He can use a fucking snake as a whip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. That's what he says.
Yeah, so all right, yeah. So how do they all come together?
It's got to be at the saloon.
What brings the goth and the...
The goth can go to the saloon sometimes to get spirits.
Okay.
Or maybe it's haunted. The saloon is haunted.
No. This is Western. It's not haunt. It's not
haunted.
Ghost.
There are a lot of haunted Westerns.
No, it's not ghost. Oh, yeah. It's not ghost.
Okay, no ghosts.
It's too far. The fuck you. This is too busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, where do they?
Well,
meet?
Is the Thomas is the goth friends with the Thomas?
The Thomas is the Woodstock. That's the boy. That's the mutant boy.
Right. Do they like live together?
Yeah.
Does the goth live with the Thomas?
Yeah, brother. You find out later. They might be related.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like an Addams Family dynamic.
Kinda.
Okay.
But I think of the mutant
Peanuts.
The mutant boy more as a Woodstock.
Woodstock, yeah.
He's more of a bird.
Right.
Type. So
he's a bird man.
He's not a bird.
No, he's bird man.
No.
He's a Tony Hawk.
Yeah, I don't know. What are they? Okay.
So maybe the Thomas could get the goth to the bar for some to the saloon.
Well, I mean, they're all having the shared dreams, right?
Right. Yeah, the dream could show the saloon.
One of the coordinates or something.
Yeah, the first coordinates of the saloon, maybe.
Well, no, that wouldn't work because the coordinates in the end are it doesn't work.
Well, they get new coordinates. They keep dreaming. They use the first one and then they have another dream, and it tells them where the next one is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So they have the same dream until they meet, and then they all have a different shared dream.
Right. Exactly.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's not busy at all.
No problem.
No, it's perfect. Yeah, that's a good start.
That's good.
You know,
I'd watch it.
Sure.
I'd watch the shit out of Tumbleweed Earth.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that can be done with it.
I'd draw it up. Everybody drinks gravy is my favorite part.
Yeah.
That's their sustenance.
I like that. I really love that. It just there's something so good about a dick ripper.
Yeah.
Just somebody who rips dicks.
Drinking
gravy and ripping dicks. And I'm all out of gravy. Oh, man.
No, he just does both for love of the game.
He
likes to do them both at the same time if he can.
Yeah, he also has a snake whip.
Yeah.
There's a goth.
Yeah.
And there's a...
Who doesn't speak.
Right.
She's like an Ali Sheedy.
Yeah. She doesn't have a name, but she does wear a poncho like the man with no name, like a Clint Eastwood.
It's a shawl.
Okay. But it's cut the same way.
Yeah.
So it evokes the image of the poncho.
Right. But it's technically a shawl.
Yeah. Shawl.
Shawl.
Wow.
She might have cat eyes, too.
What? What does that mean?
The eyes of a cat.
What?
Why not, you know? Why not?
If if it's Tim Burton kind of thing. It's claymation.
Yeah.
So? The eye of a cat in the paw of a monkey.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know.
That's Tumbleweed Earth.
Kind of.
That's the beginnings. Tumbleweed Awakening.
I like it.
Yeah, me too, so.
We're world building over here.
Mm-hmm. So, that's it. That's all we got. You got anything else?
Yeah.
You want to talk some shit?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What am I fired up about? I'm fired up about a couple things, but I don't want to talk about those things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this, all right? If you're coming to get a haircut, you gotta wash your hair first, all right?
Oh,
if
wow.
you can, if it's a possibility, don't come in. If you're gonna get a haircut,
it's
don't,
always a possibility if you have hair.
The 3 days before, you know.
3 days before?
Yeah. Don't go 3 days without showering before.
Don't do that ever.
I know.
Let alone when
I
you're
get
going
that.
To...
We get that sometimes. Greasy.
You gotta wash. You gotta wash yourself.
You gotta wash it. You don't have to shampoo it, but you know, get it wet a little bit. Don't flatten it with that hat.
Yeah. I always just shampoo it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it gets greasy, and I hate it, and it sticks, it's sticky, it's give you zits. Fuck that.
Not me. Not me. I'm going to get a flat top.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to look like Surfer Sting.
You're going to be like Eraserhead?
No. No, not like that. That's too tall. I can't do that. That's too much hair.
Yeah. So that's it. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody.
Yep.
If you got something to say, hit us up on Instagram.
If you got the stones.
Yeah, what is it? If you got the grit.
It's Cool Parents Worldwide.
Also, follow us on TikTok, which is...
TikTok, you mean?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
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 What is it?
Oh, is it cool_parents?
Though? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
TikTok. And?
You say like a grown man, you know?
Give us...
TikTok.
Give
not
us
like a fucking baby.
Something?
Yeah.
What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
And finally, leave us a rating and a review.
Yeah. If you dare.
If you wish. If you please. No, just do it.
If you got this fucking stones.
Pretty please, do it. And
give us a low rating.
I don't care what you do. Just give us a...
It's 4.5 right now on Spotify. I want it lower. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
Let us know what you think too. Let it rip, you know. Just be honest. I'd rather you be honest than tell me I'm doing something good when I'm not doing something good.
There's a good chance I'll rip your dick off though.
There's a possibility.
Yeah. So also if you wanna...
I was a scuba diver and I was a dick ripper in the US Navy.
So our Patreon is how you can support us if you want even more content too. Bunch of shit on there. And it's only $3.
Yep.
Easy. $3.
Or five
if you nasty.
Sometimes five.
That's patreon.com/coolparents. Appreciate you. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, but look, don't feel like you have to, because I don't need your fucking charity, all right?
Right.
So, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need it.
No, I know. Nobody's questioning that.
But I wouldn't say no.
You got
no.
nothing to prove.
I wouldn't say no.
I know.
If you wanted to give it to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes to good things. Like food. Or number two pencils.
I forgot what the fuck we're talking about, to be honest.
The Patreon money.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. I was saying I don't need your charity, but I like it.
Yeah, it does help.
Yeah. It helps me.
Mm-hmm. So.
I make a gas.
Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm meatball boy. Bust a meatball.
Fuck the world.